It's been 15 years since the Rwandan genocide, but for many families, the wounds are still fresh and the healing process incomplete. Many Rwandans have never found the remains of family who were killed at the time.
I think survivors who have never discovered the bodies of relatives are always living with that kind of sadness internally because they have never discovered their relatives. So it's a chance for these ones to discover them and bury them in a dignified area.
Honoré Gatera works at the Kigali Memorial Center, where more than 250,000 genocide victims are buried. He himself lost more than 20 family members to the genocide, and he understands the need of people to bury their families with dignity. Gatera says every year about 1,000 bodies are brought to the center for burial. Some were buried in family compounds, but many families bring bodies to be buried here because in Kigali's rapid development, many homes are being removed to make room for new construction. Alphonsine Mureboyire works for the Kicukiro district of Kigali, where most of those being buried today are from. She says it's important to bring the bodies here to the center.
Those who were killed during the 1994 genocide, they were scattered everywhere. Today, we are reburying the bodies, and we have to bury them in a site which is important, which is a good site.
Survivors say burying family with dignity is an important part of the personal healing process. But there can also be a healing in the community as well. Peter Sankara is a businessman from Kicukiro. He knows almost all of the 150 people being buried here, his friends, his family, and his neighbors. He says finding the remains of the victims can bring the community together.
After 15 years, just one person comes up and says, I know where so-and-so is, I know where your mom is, I know where your brother is buried. When people come up and say, we know where so-and-so is, it's a signal to us that, reconciliation, the coming together of Hutu Tutsi kind of business is really in progress and we are happy with it.
Rwanda continues to struggle to find a balance between remembering the past and moving towards the future. These burials help Rwandans to do both. It's a day both for mourning and of hope. Thomas Rippey for VOA News, Kigali.